What I want to talk to Rory about is I want to talk about something that I've seen after the last couple of weeks. I've not seen an instance of it this week, but I'm a man somewhat removed from much media currently, so there might be one or two knocking around. But there is, I've noticed this sort of mainstreaming of pieces of work that are very much targeted at individual footballers. And I want to be sort of careful about this because I suspect the people who've written some of these pieces of work would rather that they hadn't, you know, in an ideal world. It might not be what they want to be doing with the time. But it seems to me taking something that's been quite an unpleasant social media phenomenon, the idea of let's absolutely slaughter individual performance of player X when he was involved in what was a pretty poor team performance over the course of 90 minutes, one way or another, but let's act as though it just adds as grist to a mill. And, you know, the highest profile example is Bruno Fernandes. I think it happens in the immediate aftermath on television of the Manchester United game against Liverpool. I think it's just there and it's constant and it doesn't go anywhere. And it ends up, firstly, obscuring, I would say, sort of insight into what goes wrong with Manchester United when they get beat 7-0 by Liverpool. But I think it also, firstly, just feels all really rather vindictive. And secondly, just feels, as I say, it's got this odd sort of quasi-social media timbre about it. It all feels a little bit tawdry to me, this.
Yeah, I think the most immediate kind of explanation is that sense of this weird thing has happened in the Bruno example. This weird thing has happened that we can't really explain easily. Like, it's really hard to explain, to understand how a team who have been as good as Manchester United this season, who have high-quality performers all over the pitch. You might think that Luke Shaw's a bit overrated, or you might think that, you know, maybe Casemiro's he's a bad example, Casemiro, but you might think that, you know, Fernandes is actually not quite as special as everyone bangs on about, or that, I don't know, Diogo Dalo used to be an average right back who we all decided wasn't good enough for Manchester United, and therefore it's slightly unconvincing that he's suddenly part of the future of Manchester United, the Erik ten Hag dynasty, as one newspaper called it after they won the League Cup. You know, you might think that it's all been overdone a bit,